here is a light and digestible question for this time on a Wednesday morning. What could artificial intelligence pose an existential risk to humanity? It's a big question, and there's a lot of split views on it, because in just a few years, AI's gone from effectively a background tool to something that touches pretty much every part of our lives now and is spoken about so often. You know, it's how we learn often, we communicate through it at times, we make decisions through it. I certainly do. And there's certainly benefits from a productivity standpoint with a lot of prospects, but there's also a bit of uncertainty. You know, some of the world's leading scientists, entrepreneurs have warned that AI could one day outsmart its creators, and that could potentially have catastrophic consequences. But on the flip side of that, there's also heaps of people that say, you know what, that sort of talk is completely overblown. AI isn't some evil mastermind waiting to take over. It's just a powerful tool that reflects the systems and biases that we've already built. So there's divided opinions, hard to tell as a layperson which of those are right and wrong. That's why we have experts to help us dissect this debate, tell us what it means for the future of humanity, and what steps we can take now to keep AI development safe, ethical, and aligned with human values. So to assist us with this, Nisha Shafabadi, Head of Discipline of IT at the Australian Catholic University and Adjunct Associate Professor at Charles Darwin University, joins us now on the line. Thank you for making the time this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
No worries at all. Should I be scared? Should I be bunkering down? Is there an existential risk with AI?
Well, actually, AI could potentially be a dangerous tool if it falls into the wrong hands and be used for the wrong purposes and with the wrong intentions. So,
is that the existing technology we have, if it's in the wrong hands and the wrong intentions, or is
with the existing technology? Yeah. Yes. So if you're using it, for example, you might have heard that it has been used for alleged election interference, or changing the public opinions towards some specific direction, or it has the capacity to create bioweapons with the current technology. But at the same time, AI can really do great things. And, it can be used, for example, to identify early signs of breast cancer, lung problems, all those things that help us improve our healthcare system and different things. But in order to answer your question, if AI, poses existential risk, well, there are different views on that. I conducted a research on that and saw that some scientists have said that it's a 5% chance of extinction level outcome using AI. That was the survey that they asked a number of machine learning researchers. Mm. However, I think it's us that are creating the weapon.
Yeah, okay.
And the way we use it, the way we implement it, the way we govern it really defines how our future would look like with this technology, because it's a great technology and it helps a lot.
Yeah.
As long as we use it properly.
So assuming we stick with generative AI, which is what we have at this point, does that 5% chance of extinction still hold? Is that a matter of, as you mentioned earlier, the wrong actors entering nefarious sort of data inputs into the intelligence so that it has negative outcomes? Or is that to do with the development of superintelligence and autonomous AI down the road?
We already have autonomous AI. I mean, we have had the autonomous AI systems for many, many years. However, that's not the danger. The danger is coming from, how it's reshaping our society and what we let AI do independently. And, nowadays we have so many servers that are using huge amounts of electricity. and processing these AI algorithms and methods and computing them, the outcomes online. So you see all these things, when they get together, they change the society and the way we think and the way we work. And that's the danger. The only danger that might come from the AI itself is that we might not be able to shut it down because it's running on so many servers, and you know, there are some issues that some experts are saying that this is the risk, that we might not be able to control the shutdown of those programs.
Okay. What are the arguments for, on the behalf of those people who say, you know, the intelligence of generative AI is seriously limited, it's only as good as the people wielding it? There's people that say there isn't an existential risk. What are the typical arguments those people will assert?
Generative AI is not really a, I mean, by itself is not a dangerous tool. It's just something that helps us create things, and by the level of autonomy that you give it, it can create stuff that might not be true. You know, if you have asked the questions, for example, it might tell you we have a black apple or something that doesn't exist. Or, you know, if you just constrain it to specific rules, it might give you the fact, it might extract the facts for you. So it's just a tool, and it's not dangerous by itself.
Okay, right. But what about the people that say that AI will be fine and we don't have to worry about it? What are the typical arguments that you come across?
Well, AI actually can be fine. The only thing is AI, for example, at a time of pandemic, AI was used to create these some of these vaccines and things that came out in order to control the virus. So, you know, AI can have great potential, but at the same time, with the knowledge and with the technology that we have now, even with the technology that we have now, it could be a dangerous tool if you use it wrongly. It's like, you know, you can get electricity out of nuclear power, but at the same time, you can blow up a city. So it's us that we are deciding what to do.
So do you, there seems to be an issue with its potential use in war. Is that where you think that international lawmakers and domestic lawmakers have to start putting in safeguards? Because that seems to be the most existential risk, what I can ascertain.
Well, it can be used in war. It can be used in creating different weapons and speeds up the process. And there are many dangerous capabilities that it has. For example, this, that it has the capability to change the public view of people about something, or to create hatred, you know, among a group of people. This is quite dangerous. So it can create a kind of chaos in the society if it's used wrongly.
Do you think this public debate around AI Dune is helpful in raising awareness, or does it potentially risk causing unnecessary fear?
I would say, you know, it's maybe talking about it too much is not good, because people shouldn't really be worried. The only thing is we have to be mindful of what we are doing as individuals. And if every one of us take responsibility for what we, the way we think, the way we use technology, and the way we react to what we see, like the news and stuff, that makes the whole society a properly formed society. So I think if every one of us takes responsibility of ourselves, our thoughts, and, you know, our behavior, that's a great step.
Yeah. And what sort of policies would you like to see to mitigate the potential risks?
Well, I think it's very important that the governments, you know, interfere in this and stop the, as much as possible. Of course, we cannot completely stop it, but the authorities would be good if they can come up with strategies to to stop the types of the threats that are potentially going to be dangerous for the society. And if there are, for example, things that AI shouldn't do, for example, it shouldn't do this kind of job because it might take over from these many people and they would be without any job to do. So for these kinds of stuff that are negative on the society, I think we need some kind of interventions.
Mm. Thank you so much for your time. And I can safely say that I didn't use ChatGPT for those questions.
You're well welcome. Thank you for having me.
No worries. A really fascinating discussion. I wish we had more time. That's Nisha Shafibadi, Head of Discipline of IT at the Australian Catholic University and Adjunct Associate Professor at Charles Darwin Uni, sharing insights there on this ongoing debate regarding the existential potential risk that artificial intelligence poses down the line.